Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, where the third quarter is about to get underway, and the Evergreens will inbound, sitting on a lead of 34-7. Sounds like a football score here against Wausau East. The boys' game to follow about 20 minutes after ours goes final, and that may be the more interesting game. Wausau East is only 2-5, the boys' team, in conference play, but they're above 500 for the season, 7-6. Evergreens have fought back to 3-3 for the season. Off the inbounds pass, long inbound to Haley Kroll, and she scores from down low. And the Evergreens continue to widen that lead. At least for now, the full court press is on again. Alicia Myers gets into the front court for Wausau East to Olivia Zipperer. Zipperer is up high, and she's being guarded by Molly Tice. Now goes over to her teammate, Callie Slather. Slather picks up her dribble, bounce pass, down low to Alicia Myers, almost knocked away. Zipperer retreats in the corner. There's a bad pass, stolen, taken away by Haley Kroll. Evergreens again looking to widen their lead. Right into the front court, Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews bounces it back out. Molly Tice has the ball. Tice with her dribble up high. Goes over to Haley Kroll. Now to Taylor Hodell at the top of the key. Taylor Hodell now works her way down low without the ball. See if it comes back to her. Haley Kroll works around to Michaela Poggle. So all five Everest starters have gotten a touch on this first possession. Open for a three straight on. Molly Tice too strong off the back iron. Offensive rebound fished out by Haley Kroll and saved along the far sideline by Mackenzie Matthews and went over the half-court line, turned over to Wausau East. Couldn't quite secure that long rebound. It wasn't touched by one of the Lumberjacks. So that's a turnover. Unofficially now a fifth turnover in the game and the first in the second half for the Everest girls, working on a 36-7 lead. Lumberjacks have the ball now. Jory Meyer bounces over to Callie Slather. Slather bounces up high. Jory Meyer thought about the three, tried to drive. Molly Tice disrupted it, and a turnover. Evergreens have numbers if they hurry. Into the front court, Haley Kroll makes the extra pass to Taylor Hodell, who scores. Taylor's got 12, 38-7. Wausau East breaks the press with a long pass to center court, and they get into the front court. Had numbers, but didn't quite pick it up. And now they slow it down. Olivia Zipperer looking for a pass down low to Hannah Uding. Too long, turned over again. East has not gotten a shot off, and they've turned it over on all three of their possessions so far in the second half. Hannah Tipple checks in off the stoppage. Molly Tice comes out. And Hannah Tipple gets the inbounds pass. East will pick up man-to-man in the half court. 6 minutes to play, third quarter. Anna Tipple gives over to Haley Kroll. And now over to Taylor Hodell. Hodell again working up high. Pass to Michaela Poggle. Too strong through her hands. Not normally looking for Taylor Hodell to make passes from the top of the key. Not in a blowout game. Sometimes you have times like that. Taylor Hodell's pass too tall. Turned over. Evergreens again keep full court defensive pressure on for now. Alicia Myers has it in the front court. Here's a three from Callie Slather, and it's good. Slather has 2 3 balls, which now makes her the leading Lumberjack scorer with 6. 38-10, Evergreens. D.C. Everest now with Hannah Tipple. Goes over into the corner, and Haley Kroll. Long cross-court pass. Mackenzie Matthews saves it. And now to Hannah Tipple up high. Tipple thought about driving in. Hannah Tipple now tries a three from straight on, left it short. Offensive rebound for the Evergreens. Haley Kroll goes back out and works cross-court to Mackenzie Matthews, who thought about the three. Now tries to pass to Taylor Hodell, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Wausau East. Hannah Uding came in and disrupted that pass. Kennedy Knobloch checks in for the Lumberjacks as Kelly Slather, who had the hot hand, goes out. Not sure that makes a lot of sense. Wausau East has only 3 baskets from the floor. Slather has 2 of them. Inbounds pass for the Evergreens goes to Hannah Tipple. Now along the baseline, 3 balls in the air from Mackenzie Matthews. Missed everything. That's an air ball. Rebound comes to the Lumberjacks. Alicia Myers into the front court. Bad pass. Turned over. Taken right back. Taylor Hodell. Long cross-court pass goes to Mackenzie Matthews. Drives, left it short. Gets her own rebound. Fouled. That putback hit underneath the backboard, but she was fouled as she was going up, and Mackenzie Matthews is going to get herself to the free throw line. Evergreens basketball on Fox Sports Radio, brought to you by Mallory and Zimmerman, attorneys at law, proud supporters of local high school sports, wishing all area athletes a successful season. Kennedy Knobloch is called for the foul. And the first free throw is a miss? Yes. One more coming from Mackenzie Matthews, and that is a make. Evergreens have outscored Walsall East 5-3 since intermission, and the lead is 39-10. Full court pressure in the backcourt. Bounced off Hannah Tipple's hands. It's a turnover. Goes out of bounds. Last touched by D.C. Everest. A little frustration there. Haley Kroll was hoping for the steal. Couldn't quite gather it in. Went over the end line. Evergreens again set up full court defensive pressure. Inbounded to Jory Meyer. Meyer picked up her dribble. Knocked out of bounds. Michaela Poggle disrupted it. And last touched by a Walsall East player. Turned over. Michaela Poggle did indeed disrupt it. And now, you know what? The officials are talking to each other. And they're going to give the ball back to Walsall East. All right. One official thought one way, one the other. And it will be the Lumberjacks ball with 4:48 to play in the third quarter. Inbounds pass goes to Jory Meyer. Meyer turns it over. Yep, long pass poked away from behind and into the hands of Mackenzie Matthews. Yeah, Walsall East, by my count, 1-for-2 from the floor, but 6 turnovers here in this third quarter. Evergreen's thought about the 3 for Mackenzie Matthews. Goes cross-court now to Haley Kroll. Back cross-court again to Matthews. And Matthews passed up the 3-shot both times. Goes back to Hannah Tipple. Looking down low for Michaela Poggle, trying to get a matchup there. Swing cross court for a 3-ball for Haley Kroll. Too strong. Offensive rebound. Tied up. Jump ball. Fighting for that rebound was Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews was battling with Alicia Miles. Miles didn't have the height advantage, but was a little more tenacious. And on alternating possession, arrow points to D.C. Everest. So they'll keep the ball here and will inbound underneath their own basket. Off the inbounds pass along the baseline, thinking about the 3 there and passing it up was Mackenzie Matthews, and we've got a whistle and a shooting foul coming up as Mackenzie Matthews is going to get herself to the free throw line. Bailey Lutke is called for the foul. There is no Walsall East player that has more than one personal foul. And Mackenzie Matthews was 4 points for the game, back to the free throw line to shoot 2, and her first is good. Evergreen's basketball is sponsored by DeVorney Orthodontics. See more than a smile, see DeVorney Orthodontics, 715-842-5688. Or visit them online at DeVorneyOrthodontics.com. The Evergreens have reached 40. It is 40-10. And Mackenzie Matthews has one more free throw, and she missed that one. Walsall East gets the rebound. Callie Slather clears the boards. And gives it over to Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch is into the front court, and she is guarded by Mackenzie Matthews. Tight man-to-man defense. Bounce pass over to Jory Meyer. Meyer is guarded by Hannah Tipple. Also tight defense. Pass goes down low. Mara Sutherland didn't have numbers, goes back out. She was bodied up by Taylor Hodell. Height advantage, Hodell. And now over to Mara Sutherland again. Bouncing in, Kennedy Knobloch. Back out, and thinking about that 3 was Callie Slather. She already has 2, accounting for 6 of the 10 Walsall East points. Tried to make an extra pass, almost knocked out of bounds by Taylor Hodell, and stolen by Haley Kroll of the Evergreens. 2-on-2, coming back the other way, splitting defenders, driving and missing was Mackenzie Matthews. Little out of control. She was able to get a rebound and a foul. Going to have free throws coming up here for D.C. Everest. And it was Caitlin Schmall who got the rebound and was fouled on the putback attempt. She will get 2 free throws. 3.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Mara Sutherland called for the foul. Caitlin Schmall's first free throw is good. She's got 7 tonight. And one more free throw coming. Evergreens basketball is sponsored by Easy Living Management, the longest-running rental management company in the area. Let Easy Living Management make managing your rental property easy. Caitlin Schmall hit her second free throw as well, and the D.C. Everest bench wants a timeout here. Coach Matt Bullis may be discussing whether he will take off the full-court pressure here with his team leading now by 32 points. It's 42-10. This hasn't been much fun. The Evergreens got out to a big lead. They led 12-0 before Walsall East got on the boards back in the first quarter. And at one point, Walsall East went on an 8.5-minute drought, which covered the very end of the first quarter and almost all of the second quarter. In fact, Walsall East did not score in the second quarter until a buzzer-beating shot that ended the first half from Olivia Zipperer. The ball will belong to Walsall East off the timeout. And you know what? The Evergreens are keeping full court pressure on here. People who are concerned about things like margins of victory may agree or disagree with this. And the inbound pass for Walsall East comes to Callie Slather. It is broken by Olivia Zipper into the front court. Down low to Mara Sutherland, who was open for a moment, lost the handle, now misses the shot. Now that's only the third time that Walsall East has gotten a shot off here, and they get the offensive rebound in the corner. Olivia Zipperer dug it out, and they'll get another possession here. Here's a long three ball just hoisted up by Callie Slather. Misses out of bounds to D.C. Everest. One of the few sequences in this game where Walsall East has gotten two cracks at the basket. Both misses. 3:03 to play third quarter. It is 42-10, and the Evergreens have the ball. Here comes Hannah Tipple into the front court. Saw her father, mayor of Walsall, grandfather, coming in just a few moments ago at halftime to see his granddaughter play. Hannah Tipple along the baseline, now double teams. Still keeps her dribble and goes back out. Emily Bauman, long shot, no good. Taylor Hodell tracks down the rebound in the corner. Another chance for D.C. Everest. Goes back out to Hannah Tipple. Working around here to Haley Kroll, drives baseline, extra pass to Taylor Hodell. Taylor Hodell's got that big height advantage. 14 points for her, and it's 44-10. 2.5 minutes to play in the third quarter. Evergreen suiting up 10 tonight. Kaylee Cole is not in uniform. We mentioned at the top of her broadcast. Her father died in an untimely death since this team last played. Moment of silence before the game, and she is not in uniform tonight. Walsall East with the ball bounced down low. We've got a foul here against D.C. Everest. This is going to be a non-shooting foul against Taylor Hodell, called for her first. And it is only the first team foul against D.C. Everest. A couple of substitutions here. Taylor Hodell will come out. Haley Kroll will come out. Emily Bauman is back in. And Ellie Tice is back in. Walsall East inbounds underneath their own basket. Here's a three ball from the corner. Olivia Zipperer, too strong. A miss, rebound two. Molly Tice of the Evergreens. Up tempo, long pass to Emily Bauman. Bauman drives, misses the shot from the floor, but she is fouled. Going to call a blocking foul here. I believe it's going to go against Callie Slather. And we are going to have free throws coming up here for Emily Bauman. One of the officials walking over to the scorer's table, and I think they may not be all that sure on who this foul is on. That's the discussion here. Foul is on Callie Slather, just like we thought. That is her second. Emily Bauman, who has not scored so far tonight, still has not scored. She missed her first free throw. She's got one more coming. Evergreens basketball is brought to you by Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, a proud sponsor of D.C. Everest Evergreen Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Second free throw for Emily Bauman is good. That puts her in the scoring column, 45-10. Olivia Zipperer walks the ball up court, and now there is no full court pressure. It's half court defense. Callie Slather passed down low, almost losing the handle. Alicia Myers goes onto the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow favors the Walsall East Lumberjacks. East will get to inbound underneath their own basket here. Between games, I believe we'll hear from Coach Matt Bullis of the D.C. Everest Evergreens. Off the inbounds pass, got a whistle and a foul as the Lumberjacks' Jory Meyer is able to put up a shot in traffic, and she's going to get herself to the free throw line. Emily Bauman is called for. There are now two team fouls, and here comes a pair of free throws. First is good. And Jory Meyer has made her first. She's 3 for 3 from the free throw line tonight. She'll get one more, and she missed that one. Rebound comes to D.C. Everest and Michaela Poggle, 45-11. In a game that's been a blowout from start to finish. Molly Tice picked up her dribble for a moment, now finds Hannah Tipple, and goes around to Caitlin Schmall. Now to Emily Bauman, got a whistle, and 3-second violation called against D.C. Everest. Think it was Caitlin Schmall, who may have been in the paint too long, turned over. Evergreens have played well, even though this is an inferior opponent. They have limited their turnovers, created a lot of turnovers for their opponent on the full court press, which is now off. Evergreens pick up half court man-to-man defense as Olivia Zipperer's into the front court. And we've got a whistle, and that's a reach-in foul against Emily Bauman. It's going to be Bauman's second. That's not a particularly good foul. That one's committed, 30 feet or so away from the basket. Minute 20 left here in the third quarter, and Walsall East inbounds off the non-shooting foul. Inbounds to Zipperer, who pulls up in the paint. Lot of contact, no call, air ball out of bounds to D.C. Everest. There's got to be a call one way or another there. Michaela Poggle was providing the defense. The players collided, went down to the floor, and the shot went out of bounds. Missed everything. Okay, no call. Goes over to D.C. Everest. And Molly Tice bounces over to Hannah Tipple. Tipple drives, pulls up, short 10-footer, too strong off the back iron. Walsall East gets the rebound. Callie Slather clears the board. Now gets it back to Jory Meyer. Meyer's in the front court. Now over to Slather again. Hannah Tipple guards her under a minute to play in the quarter. Olivia Zipperer. It's 45-11. Pass goes down low and was looking down low for Alicia Myers. It's knocked out of bounds. Last touched by Michaela Poggle of D.C. Everest. So Walsall East will inbound underneath their own basket with 46 seconds left to play. Zipperer to trigger in. Long inbound pass, almost stolen, just into the hands of Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch saved the possession there. Looking to go cross-court. Kelly Slather with a three, and she's just hit her third three-pointer. She's got 9 points. Nice weak side pass there. Something positive for the Lumberjacks. 45-14. Half minute left, third quarter. See if the Evergreens hold for one here. Molly Tice has the ball. Tice looks to drive in. Has numbers. Keeps it herself. Goes right underneath and kicks it back out for a three-point shot for Emily Bauman. Too strong. Rebound for Michaela Poggle of D.C. Everest. Missed. Tipped back in and a miss again. Caitlin Schmall tried to get that. And Walsall East gets the loose ball. 10 seconds left in the quarter. Olivia Zipperer now down to five. Zipperer looks to drive. Pulls up. Long 15-footer. And that's good. Look at that. Walsall East is on a 5-0 run as the third quarter comes to an end. 45-16 with the fourth quarter ahead after a one-minute break on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Intercity State Bank has been serving the community since 1952 with financing for homes, vehicles, and business. Establishing a banking relationship with a local bank comes with peace of mind and convenience. Banking locally with people you know is a comfortable feeling. It's all about banking relationships, building community. At Intercity, our most popular checking is fee-free. And when it comes to home loans, people love the convenience of working with Intercity's lending experts. Our lenders are local people you know. The lending decisions are made locally, and our fixed-rate mortgages are serviced locally. It's a great way to bank. Whether you're purchasing a home, building, remodeling, or refinancing your home, Intercity is here to help. Put the expertise of our lenders to work for you. I'm Randy Balk, president of Intercity State Bank, inviting you to come bank with us with locations in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS number 433-884.
Fox Sports Radio. Fox Sports Radio.
Welcome back to the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse. I'm Chris Conley. We have one quarter left to go in what's been a non-competitive girls' basketball game. The Evergreens lead Walsall East 45-16. Well, despite that, Callie Slather for the Lumberjacks did hit two threes in that third quarter, and the Evergreens only outscored Walsall East 11-9 in the frame. Evergreens get the ball. Clock is moving in this fourth quarter. Hannah Tipple almost turned it over with a bad pass. It's picked up by Mackenzie Matthews. Looking for Taylor Hodell down low. That's knocked away by one of the East defenders and turned over. Callie Slather, who leads Walsall East, got the turnover into the front court. Open there is Jory Meyer. Meyer's shot badly missed. Long rebound comes out to D.C. Everest. Boards cleared by Mackenzie Matthews. There's a bad pass. Turn right back over to Walsall East. Alicia Myers pulls up and scores. 45-18. It's the Evergreens come in here. Evergreens have been outscored 7-2 in this last stretch of the ball game. Now down low, Taylor Hodell. No one matched up with her, and Taylor Hodell was left all alone. How did that happen? Hannah Tipple found that one of her big teammates, tallest person on the floor, was left unguarded, and the Evergreens have a basket. 47-18. Here comes Jory Meyer. Meyer works around to Callie Slather again. Passing up the three was Alicia Myers. Myers goes back out to Callie Slather. Two-player game there in the corner. Evergreens work around. And now back to Zipperer. Zipperer with the entry pass down low to Hannah Uding. Goes back out. Long three off the rim. No good. Callie Slather was looking for another one. Taylor Hodell gets the rebound. Evergreens have a 3-on-2 if they hurry. Coming into the front court, Mackenzie Matthews drives with a left hand and scores. It's a pretty drive to the basket there for Mackenzie Matthews. 49-18. 6.5 minutes left in this one. And Walsall East comes back the other way. Jory Meyer goes to Zipperer and now into the corner. That's Kennedy Knobloch getting her touch. And Callie Slather again up high. Now over to Jory Meyer. Got a whistle. Travel turned over to D.C. Everest. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Country Fresh Meats. When it comes to the best meat, no one does it better than Country Fresh Meats. Corner of Highways 29 and J in Weston. And Intercity State Bank providing full service banking for families and businesses. Intercity State Bank, come bank with us. Convenient locations in Schofield, Weston, and Wausau. Hannah Tipple goes over now to Maggie Jadazinski, who checked in during the last stoppage. Finds Taylor Hodel down low again. Hannah Tipple is looking for Taylor Hodel and taking advantage of the height mismatch. Taylor scores from the low blocks. 51-18. Olivia Zipperer for the Lumberjacks into the front court. And Jory Meyer now. Meyer thinking about trying to drive there on Jadazinski and picks up her dribble. Bounce pass down low to Hannah Uding. Uding tried to go back out to a teammate. Bad pass. Turned over to Mackenzie Matthews. Matthews drives, pulls up, misses a five-footer. Gets her own rebound, was fouled, no call. Hannah Tipple fights for the rebound, and nope, comes away to Wausau East. Alicia Myers there. Into Zipperer and the front court. Got a whistle, and Mackenzie Matthews, a little too close on the defense, going to get called there. What we would like to avoid is a parade to the foul line in what turns out to be a non-competitive game. That is the fourth team foul against the Evergreens and four against the Lumberjacks as well. So at least both teams with a couple of fouls to give. Evergreens make wholesale changes here. Haley Kroll comes back into the game. Michaela Poggle comes back into the game. Got Molly Tice back out there. Wausau East inbounds off the foul, driving along the baseline. Zipperer, that's a nice move. Olivia Zipperer now has four. And we've got a whistle, and Zipperer may have turned her ankle. I think she landed funny after that shot. She was unable to get up after hitting the floor, and now is being assisted to the floor by her teammate and coach. And she's hurting. Yeah, that's a rolled ankle. We have a brief injury timeout while Olivia Zipperer is helped over to the bench by two of her teammates. Don't like to see that in a game that's non-competitive. But it's 51-20. So you'd like to see both teams get out of here without anyone getting hurt. Probably more important for the Evergreens, they want everyone to be healthy to close out their conference, hopefully their conference championship season. Inbounded here to Emily Bauman. Into the front court now is Haley Kroll with her dribble. Hands it off to Molly Tice. We go under 5 minutes to play in the game with the Evergreens on a 31-point lead. Michaela Poggle was looking down low for Molly Tice, knocked out of bounds, last touched by Wausau East. Evergreens basketball sponsored by Marshfield Clinic. Need help with a sports injury? See the expert sports medicine physicians at Marshfield Clinic. Don't just live, shine. Evergreens inbound underneath their own basket. Inbounds pass goes to Caitlin Schmall. She misses from close range. Fighting for the rebound, Michaela Poggle comes back out. Evergreens got another shot at it. Haley Kroll now behind the three-point line to Molly Tice. Pass down low. Nice extra pass on the weak side. Michaela Poggle is there, and she scores. Evergreens have outscored Wausau East 8-4 here in the fourth quarter, and they now lead 53-20. 4.5 minutes left. East with a pass down low to Mara Sutherland. Spins too strong. Loose ball taken away by D.C. Evers. Molly Tice. Evergreens quickly into the front court. Was looking down low for Michaela Poggle. Too strong, but knocked out of bounds. Last touched by a Wausau East player, and the Evergreens will inbound underneath their own basket. And Molly Tice will trigger it in. Evergreens have Taylor Hodel out. A couple of the starters are out here. Here comes the inbounds pass, close range to Michaela Poggle, who misses, gets her own rebound. It's tied up, and we'll have a jump ball. Michaela Poggle was yanking at that ball, trying to pull it away from one of the East defenders. And an alternating possession, it belongs to the Lumberjacks. Evergreens are playing half-court man-to-man here. They used their press for a little bit of the early part of the second half here. Here's Mara Sutherland, who goes back out to Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch looks to drive off a pick. She is blocked, and oh, they're going to call a foul. That looked clean up top. They're going to call the foul on Michaela Poggle, but it's going to be her fourth. So this blowout game, Michaela Poggle still finds a way to get herself into foul trouble. Again, not that it matters here. And that one didn't quite look like it should have been a foul. Kennedy Knobloch will get to the free throw line to shoot two. And her first is good. One more free throw coming. D.C. Everest Wausau East basketball brought to you by Valley Communities Credit Union. Their mission is to build lifelong relationships one member at a time. Providing sound financial products and services, Valley Communities Credit Union. Visit their newest in Cronenwetter. Kennedy Knobloch got both of her free throws. And Wausau East is going to take a timeout. Since this is going to be a full timeout, we're going to take a 30-second break. 3:55 to play in the game. Everest 53, Wausau East 22. Back in 30 on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
Honey, how about a long walk tonight?
Our team has a lot of fans, and together, our victories have changed their lives.
Hey, Dad, beat you to the corner.
At Bone & Joint Center, we have nearly 20 top-performing providers skilled in every area of orthopedic care, so you always have a full team of specialists on your side, and no referral is needed. Bone & Joint Center, welcome to the pros. Learn more at bonejoint.net.
We are Buckhorns!
Back at the D.C. Everest Fieldhouse, I'm Chris Conley, and we expect a more competitive boys basketball game to follow this one. When the D.C. Everest boys and Wausau East boys got together earlier in the season back in December, the Evergreens eked out a 33-31 win. And Wausau East, the boys team, will have a height advantage over D.C. Everest. Evergreens opted for a slower, deliberate pace when they met before. Evergreens, I think, are playing better basketball, the boys team is, since then. Here, the D.C. Everest girls are 3 minutes and 55 seconds away from going 7-0 in conference play. Off the timeout, Evergreens inbound into the hands of Hannah Tipple, and she goes into the front court with her dribble. Maddie Jagosinski is in here, along with Caitlin Schmall, and there's a turnover. Wausau East takes it away. Long lead pass to Jory Meyer. She's able to gather it in, and she scores. Evergreens have only outscored the Lumberjacks 8-6 here in the fourth quarter. They built this lead back in quarters number 1 and 2. Hannah Tipple's into the front court. Tipple is guarded closely by Jory Meyer. Now gives it up to Caitlin Schmall. And now looking to drive in is Emily Bauman. Bauman misses. Offensive rebound by Maddie Jagosinski, who puts it up and in. So Maddie, who doesn't get a lot of playing time, is in the scorer's column. And it's 55-24. See what Wausau East does on this possession. Jory Meyer goes over to Kennedy Knobloch. Knobloch looks to drive, finds one of her big players down low. That's Alicia Myers, who goes back out. Bailey Ludke got the pass, turned over, taken away. Evergreens look to run to the front court. Pass was behind Hannah Tipple, so she had to track it down. Now we'll play 5-on-5 half court. 2.5 minutes to play. Rotation pass to Emily Bauman underneath. Maddie Jagosinski picks up the pass, scores, and is fouled. Maddie's got a quick four and is going to go to the free throw line with a chance for a fifth point. Foul is going to be called against Kaylee Slather. That's her third. Five team fouls. Team fouls are 5-5. Again, we want to avoid that bonus and double bonus. Don't want to prolong this game with a lot of trips to the free throw line. Maddie Jagosinski gets her free throw. 5 points for Maddie. 58-24, the Evergreens have the Lumberjacks doubled up. 2.5 minutes to play. Into the front court, losing her footing is Kennedy Knobloch. Wausau East keeps possession. Out for a long three. Kelly Slather has just hit another three. 1, 2, 3, 4 three-pointers. Slather has 12 to lead the Lumberjacks. Evergreens back to the front court to Jagosinski along the baseline. That one's too strong. Fighting for the rebound comes to Wausau East. Nope, long outlet pass on the floor. Jump ball. Possession goes to the Evergreens. 2:12 to play. 58-27. 64-20 was the score when these teams met earlier this year. Off the inbounds pass, a short shot missed right there from point blank range for Caitlin Schmall. Wausau East gets the rebound driving the other way. Kennedy Knobloch misses the layup. Hannah Tipple gets the rebound. Tipple almost fouled in the backcourt. We are thankful for the no call to keep this clock running. Bounce pass to Jagosinski, loses the handle, keeps possession in the corner, but a bad pass, turned over. Taken away by Jory Meyer. We've got a whistle, and Hannah Tipple is unable to control the ball. Goes back over to Wausau East with 1:52 to play in the game. Callie Slather is going to inbound. This game is going to end early. We're 10 minutes past the hour here, and our boys' game will start approximately 20 minutes afterwards. If you're coming out for the boys' basketball game, oh, Mr. Conley says be here around 7:30. Ball's passed into the backcourt by Wausau East. It's a turnover over and back. Evergreen, no starters on the court here. Taylor Hodell is on the bench. Don't want to risk injury here. Inbounds pass goes to Maddie Jagosinski, who was more than willing to take up the extra time here. Caitlin Schmall looking for Maddie on the baseline, threw it out of bounds, turned over. And Wausau East will inbound. Little sloppy here in the end of this blowout game, as you might imagine. with the Evergreens up by 31. Wausau East gets the ball in a minute and a half till we go final. Kennedy Knobloch looking now for Slather, goes back out. Slather's got her dribble and works around to Jory Meyer. Evergreens are half-court man-to-man defense. Hannah Uding had it up high. Uding passed up the shot, goes to her teammate, and there's a left hand, but a miss, and we've got a reach-in foul. Frustration miss there on Kennedy Knobloch. This is going to be the sixth foul against Wausau East. Kennedy's now got two. Wausau East now is going to put on full court defensive pressure. Almost turned over, and turned over on the inbounds pass. Goes to Wausau East. Bad inbounds pass. Caitlin Schmall bounced it in traffic, and Wausau East was able to get it off the hands of Mackenzie Matthews. Turned over. East to inbound. That turnover did produce a turnover. Ball comes in, and Wausau East wants to take a timeout with 1:09 to play. Chance here maybe to make some late substitutions before this game comes to an end. In our boys' matchup, interesting because the Evergreens need the win against what they hope are inferior or evenly matched opponents. The Evergreens are 3-3 in conference play, whereas Wausau East is 2-5. Although I'll tell you, the two boys' teams matched up just about evenly when they played earlier this year. Next up for these D.C. Everest girls, they'll be on the road Tuesday against Marshfield. We will not have live radio that game. We'll be back here at the Everest Fieldhouse for the boys versus Marshfield game. The Marshfield boys team is in second place, trailing Stevens Point by two games, so that'll be a tough matchup for the Everest boys team Tuesday night. That's our next basketball broadcast after tonight's doubleheader on Fox Sports Radio. Our next Evergreens broadcast overall, we have hockey coming up Monday night. If you can't make it out to the Greenheck Fieldhouse, join us on Fox Sports Radio. The Evergreens hockey team on Monday will have an out-of-conference matchup as Chippewa Falls Chi-Hi comes calling to Schofield for what should be a fun night of hockey. And you'll hear it here on AM 1390, FM 93.9. Wausau East girls have the ball out of the timeout, bounced into the corner to Callie Slather. We'll go under a minute to play here. Up high to Jory Meyer. Meyer dribbled back like she was thinking about the three to Hannah Uding. Now pass goes down low, knocked into the corner and out of bounds, thrown almost off the face of Emily Bauman. Instead, it bounced off her body and it will stay with Wausau East. They'll inbound underneath with 53 seconds left. Yeah, no injuries. Take the win and then move on. Spend some time with Coach Matt Bullis and some of his players. Inbounds pass stolen by D.C. Everest. Emily Bauman. Long reach, able to knock that away to Hannah Tipple in the front court. Hannah's double-teamed and stolen. Two on one coming back the other way, thinking about the pass, and Hannah Tipple came from behind and fouled Jory Meyer. Now that's the competitive nature there. Don't want to give up the easy baskets, and Hannah Tipple created kind of a useless foul from behind with 43 seconds left in the game. And they're going to say that's non-shooting. Okay, Wausau East will inbound underneath. Knobloch with a bounce pass down low to Jory Meyer. No good. Hit the underside of the basket. Ball is loose. Mara Sutherland fighting for it. Spin. She traveled. It was not called. It is put up and in by Mara Sutherland of Wausau East. 30 seconds left in the game. 58-29. Evergreens can hold for one here. Hannah Tipple goes to Maddie Jagosinski. And now up high to Emily Bauman. 20 seconds till this one's in the books. Evergreens work around the perimeter to Emily Bauman. She's along the baseline. To Hannah Tipple, foul line extended, drives in. She's looking to score. Her shot is blocked by Hannah Uding. 10 seconds left. Three ball from the corner is up and in from Emily Bauman. Just 5 seconds left here. The three puts the Evergreens over 60. 61-29. From the baseline, shot no good as the final horn sounds. And our final score is 61-29. A convincing win for the D.C. Everest Evergreens, who remain undefeated in Valley Conference play, improving to 7-0 in the league and 15-1 overall. Congratulations to the D.C. Everest Evergreen girls as they've just defeated the Wausau East Lumberjacks. Final score, 61-29. We'll be back after a four-minute break. We will review our leading scores, spend some time with Coach Matt Bullis and some of his leading scorers from the game. That's after a four-minute timeout on Fox Sports Radio, AM 1390, FM 93.9.
You know a good teammate when you see one. Hardworking, reliable, and most of all, someone who knows that success is best achieved when people work together. At Ministry Medical Group and Ministry St. Clair's Hospital, we work with all of our patients as a team to make the best decisions for their health. That's why we're proud to sponsor Wausau East Lumberjacks Sports, because the world needs more great teams. Get to know us better at ministryhealth.org. Ministry Healthcare. Knowing you better means treating you better.
What would you do with an extra $100? That's right, an extra $100. A Big Ben right in your pocket just for refinancing your vehicle at Cloverbilt Credit Union. But that's not all. With CCU's great rates, you'll save big bucks over the life of the loan when you refinance your vehicle. Cars, trucks, SUVs. If you owe more than $8,000 on your vehicle, stop in or call a refinancing specialist at Cloverbilt Credit Union. Even if you have less than perfect credit, no worries. CCU can help. We understand that there are events in life that can affect your credit. Our refinancing specialists are here to work with you to look at your situation and explore refinancing options. Chances are good that you'll be saving money when you refinance with a CCU great rate loan, and you'll receive $100 just for making the switch. Great rates, great service, and $100. What are you waiting for? Stop in, log in, or call Clover Belt Credit Union today. Offer applies to vehicle loans of at least $8,000 not currently financed at CCU.
Behind every successful business is a solid banking relationship. Hi, I'm Randy Balk, president of InterCity State Bank. Whether you're a startup or established business, InterCity welcomes the opportunity to work with you. We're here to help evaluate the needs for growing your business with financing options for equipment, working capital, and expansion projects. InterCity's business services include remote draft capture, real-time online access, and a variety of online business banking services to enhance the management of your finances. It's part of the InterCity commitment to helping business succeed. Banking relationships, building community. If it's time to explore a new banking relationship for your business, give us a call. We are open for business lending. We are InterCity State Bank, providing financing for commercial, small business, and municipal projects with offices in Wausau, Schofield, and Weston.
Member FDIC, NMLS number 433-884.